So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned that Rebbe holds Meitzin leParnasa ve'ein Meitzin leMezainis. Bezin confiscates the Meshubadim, the father's assets, which the Yerushim sold to others, to provide in the dunya for the Yisayma, but not to provide Mezainis, support for the Yisayma. Rashi explains with a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, which states, Ein Meitzin leMozin ha'isha v'habanis menachasim Meshubadim mepnei tikkun ha'olam, because Mezainis in lem kitzva. The support has no fixed amount, and the buyers cannot protect themselves against it. Avaparnasasa tarfa the davar katzafu. Then the dunya is a fixed amount, isur nachasim. The Gemara cites Rabbi Yechon, who disagrees, and says, Echad ze ve'echad ze ein meitzin. Bezdin does not confiscate for both the dunya and mezainis, because as Mefarshim explained, the takanas isur nachasim was not made by the chacham to be as strong as other obligations to be given mishabdi. The Gemara mentions a machloikis regarding the takana of isur nachasim for a yisayma. A Maimer says, Bas yireshes havya. The Yerushim cannot pay off the Isur Nechasim with money because Isur Nechasim is considered a Yerusha, an inheritance, in which she actually becomes a partner b'nichsiyav in the father's assets. Rav Ashi disagrees and says, Bas balas chayv habya, umatzu l'sluka bezuzi. The Yerushim can pay off the Isur Nechasim with money because Isur Nechasim is considered a chayv, a debt, in which she is not a partner b'nichsiyav. The Gemara says that a Maimer subsequently retracted to Rav Ashi's opinion that Bas Balas Chayv Habya. The Gemara questions, Balas Chayv de Abba? Is she considered to be collecting the debt from the deceased father? Or Balas Chayv de Achi? She is considered to be collecting the debt from the brothers, the Yerushim. The Gemara explains the Nafka Mina LaHalacha. If we say Balas Chayv de Abba, then Isur Nechasim is only collected min Haziburis or Bishvua. Because in the front minichsi yisayim ele min haziburis, vein the front mehem ele b'shvua. When one collects a debt from the children of a deceased person through his assets, he can only collect from the inferior assets, and they must make an oath that the debt was not paid. If we say balas chayv da'achi, then isur nechasim is collected min habeninis or b'loy shvua as from any debtor. The Gemara concludes balas chayv da'achi. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned Rebbe's opinion that Echad Nechasim is Shiesh Lenachrais, Ve'echad Nechasim is She'en Lenachrais, Maitzin Lamazin Ha'isha V'Labanis. The support for the widow and the daughters can be extracted from both Karka, the father's land, and Metatlin, the father's movable possessions. The Gemara explains that this includes the Nedunya of Isur Nechasim as well. However, Amar Rava Hilchasa Min Mekarkoi V'Loi Metaltali, Bein Lemezayini Bein Leksuba, Bein Leparnasa. The support, the ksuba, and the nedunya are all extracted only from karka, but not from metaltlin. Zok the Mishnah, Hamashlesh mo'is labitoi, v'hi oimeres neman bali olai, yasa sholesh mashahushlesh b'yodei divrei meir. If the deceased father gave money to an agent to purchase his daughter's nedunya, Remeir says the sholesh must buy the property as requested and may not give the money to the daughter. Rashi explains, because there's an obligation to fulfill the request of the deceased. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, V'chi eina ela sode v'hi roite lamachra, harehi mechur me'achshav. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and says that he may give the money to the daughter, because even if he buys the property, she can then turn around and sell it. The Mishnah concludes, B'med b'mamurim b'gdoilom, av b'ktana e'maisa g'tana klom. The Gemara cites a braisa which elaborates on the machlekes. After some discussion, the Gemara concludes, they both agree in the case of Ketana. Bei min hanisuin, bei min ha'erisin, yasa sholesh mashahushlesh biyadai. He may not give her the money because ein ma'aseh ketana klum. They also agree in the case of gedayla min hanisuin, hirshus biyada. Even Remei agrees that he may give the money to the daughter, and it is not contrary to mitzlekem divrei ha'meis, because as Rashi explains, sha'af ha'av lo olav adaitoi ila ad shatinaseh. The father's intent when appointing the sholesh was only until nisuin, by when she would usually already have the property in her possession. However, the machlekes is in the case of gedoylo min ha'eris. Remeir holds yasa sholesh mashahushush biyadei. He may not give the money to the daughter because mitzlekem divrei ha'meis. Rabbi Yosi holds rishus biyada, even min ha'eris, and he may give the money to the daughter, and it is not contrary to mitzlekem divrei ha'meis. Because as Rashi writes, V'chimato elis loy liknes, afila inkam mois de la kvar nikna hasada veirotz lamachra harehi mechura hilkach shemela. Even if he buys the property, she can then turn around and sell it. The parak concludes with other halachas related to mitzvah lekayim divrameis. Hanulach parak matzisa isha. We have Baruch Hashem completed the sixth parak of Masechta Ketubos, and we'll begin the seventh parak Hamadir in the next daf be'ezus Hashem.